other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio.
Hold on a second. This is not right. This is not the right intro. Sorry. Good morning. Welcome to the show. I did notice that someone loaded the wrong screen for me. Hold on just a second here. We need to give you the right intro. What is this, you know?
What is going on?
Yeah. There we go.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Right here on LA Talk Radio.
There we go. Good morning. Welcome to the show. February 25th, and we're here. It's a Tuesday, and Charlotte is here with me, lighting up the room as always.
Aw, thank you. I'm so excited that my name's on it. I'm like,
I know, I know. And I right away, I heard the intro. I said, wait a minute, this is not the right one, you know? It's still with the Palatial Studios. It's Studio City. So this is funny, but good morning, everyone. Good morning to you, Charlotte. Beautiful day in L.A. Now, you tell me there's going to be a storm coming soon?
Apparently. Well, it's supposed to hit tomorrow night.
Okay.
I think it's supposed to start. There's two coming.
Two storms coming.
Yeah.
Wow, aren't we blessed?
Yeah. Well, we need rain, so I guess so. But one's supposed to come tomorrow night and head out Thursday afternoon, and then the other's supposed to come in Friday right for rush hour traffic, so get excited for that, everyone.
Yeah.
Right for afternoon rush hour, and then leave sometime over the weekend.
Oh, okay,
but
cool.
But what this storm consists of, I have no idea. I don't think it's a storm. I think it's just maybe some rain.
Some rain, yeah. They're saying it's actually going to, I think on the weekend, they're saying it's going to rain for 24 hours, so we'll see if that's the case or not. But
Oscar weekend, it's going to rain.
Is that Oscar weekend?
Mm-hmm,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Oscar weekend.
I really couldn't care less if they got wet, man. give me some winter. You know, no, but I'm sure it'll be fine. You know, you're saying it's gonna probably end Saturday, right?
Yeah, Friday, and hopefully, because I mean, the Oscars is a huge event.
It is a huge event.
For that to be rained on, that would on everyone on the red carpet, their makeup running.
They're gonna put like covers, tops and stuff. You know, I'm sure they're not gonna let people walk in the rain. You know,
with umbrellas, that would ruin. They would have to coordinate the umbrella for their outfit.
Either that, you know, or just put like some canvas on top or something. You know, I don't know. But So you're going to be watching? Are you going there at all? I mean,
unfortunately not.
No, you're not invited to the Oscars.
No.
Huh?
Okay. I wish I was going to be.
Maybe you can go and go and do some interviews.
Yeah.
What the heck, you know?
But unfortunately not this year. Next year.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, I like award season.
Yeah.
And this I want to interview on the red carpet, so.
Yeah. So you like to interview people, huh?
Yeah.
So you've been a host for a while?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? You go to like events and
I work for a couple companies. I work for a music company where I go to music shows and interview the performer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main interviewing, like reporting stuff I do right now. The other, I host shows.
Okay.
But I was a sports reporter in college.
Really?
My last year, yeah.
Wow,
so
that's cool.
So I interviewed the athlete.
Yeah, because you were a swimmer, so you were into sports and stuff, right?
Yeah, my eligibility was weird because I was from England. So I swam for 3.5 years. I had 3.5 years of eligibility, and then I still had like a year, 2 semesters left of school.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a sports reporter.
Oh.
For the last year. Which,
really?
Yeah.
Was that like for TV and stuff? Or
it was for the Athletic website.
Okay.
So yeah, it was on camera. But it was weird going from being an athlete, the one being interviewed, to then interviewing.
Right.
But I liked it. And I think it gave me an insight because I knew, I mean, after a tough game, I knew what good questions to ask, whereas some reporters just don't know the right thing
right.
to ask.
Yeah.
Like Aaron Andrews after the Super Bowl, after Florida State qualified for the Super Bowl, not the Super Bowl, the BCS Championship, was just asking the quarterback of FSU about the rape allegations that were going on surrounding him.
Oh, wow.
Like, constantly, it was like a 3-minute interview, and every question was just digging and digging.
Wow.
And digging.
Really?
And digging. It was painful to watch.
Really?
Yeah. Really painful.
Were you the one doing the digging and stuff?
No. Erin Andrews for ESPN.
Oh, okay.
And she's a huge... I mean, she's huge, but that interview went viral for the wrong reasons.
Really?
Yeah. But yeah. I think being an athlete gave me the insight to know... And most people should know to respect people, but
right.
It gave me, I don't know, it gave me a different idea of when I was interviewing, and I liked that.
Yeah.
That I'd been there.
Right. So do you see like a career in television and stuff for you?
Yeah.
Definitely,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What, do you want to be like an anchor on the news or something? Or
no, I want to be a red carpet correspondent.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Well, we could use some here, you know, in L.A.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right? It's the best place to be. Lots of red carpet events.
Yeah. And I don't know about the interviewers here, you know. I mean, I haven't seen them, so I don't know. But I'm sure we could always use more, you know. So good for you. I mean, this is cool. So you like to be in front of the camera and mm-hmm. stuff. Did you discover that early on?
No, not really. I always, ever since I was young, I loved performing. I sang and danced, and I was always putting on performances for everyone. I was just that kid.
Really?
But then I chose sports because I couldn't do singing and dancing and sports.
Right.
And for some reason, I enjoyed waking up at 5 a.m.
Really?
So I chose sports. But it got me over to America. I mean, uh-huh. I am so thankful that I swam.
Right.
Because so many things have... I've got so many great opportunities from that.
Nice.
But now I'm kind of back to the more creative roots. Like, I love being on camera and but I didn't really know until I was a sports reporter. It was my
really,
friend's
that you
mom.
Liked it.
Yeah, my friend's mom was an anchor for a news station, and she said, "Charlotte, just intern at this TV station. I think you would like it." And I did.
Really?
And that was it.
Wow. Yeah. How long was it for?
The internship was about 2-3 months.
Oh, okay. Cool. So you get a little familiar with how it works.
And yeah, everything. And I worked with the morning show, and it's a lot... Morning shows tend to be a lot smaller.
Right.
And I was the only intern, so I bonded with everyone. Everyone... And because I'm a hard worker, they really helped me a lot.
Wow.
And
this was in Florida?
Yeah, in Jacksonville, in Florida.
Oh, nice.
Awesome. It was the best experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because, you know, when you go as an intern and stuff, sometimes they just like you so much, they'll hire you, mm-hmm. right? But you wanted to come to L.A., the hell with that, right?
Yeah, I didn't... It was a tough decision whether I should stay in Florida or move, but it was a month before I graduated, and I just said, if I don't move now, I'm never going to. And I'm always going to have the worst question in my mind, what if?
Right.
Like, that is literally the worst question in the entire world to have in your head.
Yeah.
So I said, I just got to move.
Yeah.
And I did.
Wonderful. Well, that's good. So LA gained another great person. I was going to... I mean, were you going to like stay at the television station if you hadn't moved? I mean, was that like a... I mean, that was like a career-changing move for you, right?
I mean,
if you had stayed there, you could have been hired by the station eventually.
Yeah, and I interned before my senior year. So after I interned, I was a correspondent for the Olympics for 212, and then I went on to be the sports reporter for school.
Mm.
So I got everything. That internship like kick-started everything. But I still speak to everybody at the station.
Uh-huh.
And I got some really good contacts in LA through them.
Oh,
so they've
nice.
Just helped me so much.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's great because, you know, I mean, you picked something that you like, and it's also, I'm sure there's a lot of people wanting to do the same, but I don't think it's as competitive as some of the other professions, you know. Like
yeah, definitely. I mean, I didn't even really know, like, what is a host?
Right.
When you think of a host, it's like, are you a host? When I say I'm a host, people say, oh, at a restaurant?
Yeah.
But that's the first thing that comes into someone's mind,
right.
You know? Like, no one
so
really...
So just say TV host or radio host.
Yeah,
they'll know, you know?
I need to add the bit before.
Yeah. I'm a hostess, at Denny's.
Right.
Oh, God.
Which I am also, but I guess I'm a waitress. But
yeah, well, that's
so
that's
host
good.
Covers everything I do in my life.
Yeah. So that's cool. You know, I remember when I was young, I also used to perform for friends, for class, you know, for things like that. And I guess so it's no wonder I ended up in radio, you know. I mean, I always liked to entertain too, you know. It just, I never really took that direction in my life, and it's only happening later on, in, you know, in life. So, but I've done a lot of things. I don't regret anything, you know. I mean, all the stuff I did, I had a computer animation company.
Wow.
I was doing graphic design. I was doing online marketing, accounting, things like that, you know. So it all sort of like prepared me for this, you know, for the station and stuff. So I got like a lot of skills. Yeah, so it's you know, it's something that you are, I think, born into, you know.
Definitely.
You feel it in your blood, you know. I need to entertain. And it's funny because one of my past co-hosts, I don't know how she ended up on the show, you know. I mean, she was way too religious for my taste. And she would like constantly judge and preach, you know. So so one day we had, so we had arguments on the show, you know, which is very unusual. I mean, I never really had arguments with co-hosts and stuff, but with her it was pretty pretty involved arguments. So she would so one time she says, well, I'm an entertainer, but you're not an entertainer, she told me. I said, I'm not an entertainer. I said, why would you say that? Well, you don't go, you don't perform in places, you don't do this, you don't do that. I said, excuse me, I'm sitting in, behind the microphone here. People are listening to me for only one reason, because it's entertaining, you know?
Yeah.
So don't tell me I'm not a friggin' entertainer, you know? And
oh,
she
boy.
Argued with me, and she kept arguing with me about it.
Oh,
and I
man.
Thought, it's not like I really need the label, but don't sit there and go out of your way to tell me I'm not, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would, I gotta come clean with this one. But I used to have a friend. We were the same age. We must have been maybe 12, 13 years old or something. And I would always, I had him like around my finger, right? So I could get him to do pretty much whatever I wanted. So I would entertain him. I would do like a comedian show for him, and I tell him in turn, you gotta let me like peek at your mom in the bathroom. You know?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you know. And it was funny because doors back then had like keyholes, you know, where you can look through it.
Yep.
I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it was true, you know. I was a horny kid, you know, and I would do this. So I mean, I would entertain for quote unquote sex, you know. So, you know, like we'll work for food. We'll entertain for
oh my
sex.
Gosh, that's hilarious.
I know. And I don't know what went through his mind. He must have got traumatic later on in his life.
Are you guys still friends?
No, I mean, this is like childhood friend from a long time ago in Israel. I don't even know where he is. But it was funny, yeah. Yeah, I'd get a kick out of it. Yeah, because, I mean, at 13 years, your hormones are just raging, you know. You're discovering sex and stuff,
yeah.
You know. Although I discovered it early on, you know, but because I was always like a horny kid. I always wanted, like, you know, all these older women and stuff, you know, like my teachers and things like that. You know? So, yeah, so it came natural to to want to peek at my friend's mom. And if I remember, she wasn't that attractive or anything, you know.
But it's the idea.
The idea. Yeah. You get to see her naked and stuff, you know. It gives you something to masturbate to. Oh, God. You didn't know what you get yourself into, huh? This show used to be very salacious once. But so it really depends on the co-host, you know, and stuff like that, you know. But I mean, I've also mellowed out. It used to be like very raunchy and stuff, because in the beginning I had a lot of Howard Stern influence, you know. And then I sort of developed my own style and stuff, you know. So now it just kind of flows, you know. But yeah, sometimes it's it gets a little funny. So we're supposed to have a guest who was supposed to be here 25 minutes ago, and and he's not here. And I have a feeling he's not going to be here, Charlotte.
Yeah, I know, when
someone's 15 minutes late, they don't show up.
Yeah.
And he was very appreciative that I offered him to come on the show. He's been here several times. And not cool, man, not cool. But I keep forgetting to do this. I need to confirm with every guest the day before the show. I really need to, because people forget, you know? I mean, I forget. I'm a forgetful person. And but, yeah, so you got to remind them. And maybe that's my responsibility to do, you know? Some people, I mean, you'll plan with them a month in advance and they remember, they show up, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't have to talk to them again. But, you know, sometimes it's just like, man, like pulling teeth, you know? Yeah. It's like, can you be here on time, please?
Maybe they don't have a calendar. Yeah.
Well, it's, yeah.
I have a wall calendar. I'm old fashioned.
Yeah.
I have everything written down on my wall calendar.
Wow, that's cool.
Every time I need to be somewhere. And yeah. It's in my kitchen. I mean, I have a studio, so I have every wall I can see. But but right as I walk in, it's like it's a big calendar.
But that's good. That's good. You see, that's what I need. Something in my face, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, iPhones now, it's too much, like too much technology. And when you're like, if I have five things in one day, which often happens a lot, they're so small on an iPhone. It's like, oh, this is like stressing me out just looking at this. Whereas if I have a huge box on my wall that I can write every time where I need to be, that's a lot more simple.
Yeah.
Even a planner, I have a planner too.
Yeah. You see, that works because I put stuff in my iPhone, but I don't check it, so I still forget.
Exactly.
You know?
And you can get it where it alerts you, but then it'll 12 o'clock meeting now.
Right.
It's like, well, that doesn't help because I'm sat at home.
Yeah. Well, you can set it to alert you before, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so when I have an appointment or two, I will do that. But I think calendars on the wall is a lot better, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's like in front of you all the time.
Completely.
Yeah, it's, good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that too.
Yeah,
a really
I got
big calendar.
The Westfield Mall across the street, so you should go there. Get a huge calendar.
Yeah, I know, that's funny. So, yeah, so the guest is not here, and well, they're lost. What can I say? And I mean, he's been on the show several times, you know, but it's just, you know what I think happens is when you do it on Facebook, people forget. You know, you got to do it by email, you know. Because now I'm looking back, I'm realizing that a couple of people came to me through Facebook, and it was always like bad communication, you know.
Right.
Either they didn't remember the address or the time or whatever. So.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. But there's plenty to talk about and stuff. What did I want to bring up? There was something, okay, I didn't remember now, but there was a couple things. You see, I don't even write things down, you know, and I'm a forgetful person. Why don't I write things down? Kill me, I have no idea. Yeah, I know, I need
a planner. Well, I saw an article yesterday, I actually heard it on the radio, and it was, they did a study, because the Olympics have just finished, they finished on Sunday, that said, obviously when you win a gold medal, they're really happy.
Yeah.
But between the silver and the bronze, because who would you think was happier if you won out of a silver and bronze? Who would you think?
Yeah, like the silver, right?
Exactly.
Right.
That's what you would
but
think.
But to them, it's the same because it's not number one, right?
But yeah. And the study was that silver, when they got given the medal, it was like kind of a smile, kind of a not.
Wow.
Bronze was really happy.
Really?
But silver, you could tell that they were disappointed.
Wow.
Because I guess when you get a bronze medal, it's like, oh, thank God I just got on the podium.
Right.
But silver, it's like...
That too. And plus the silver can say, oh, shit, I almost made it to gold, you know?
Like, I almost won.
Yeah. They were like really close. Wow, that's interesting.
But I was like, hmm. Because you don't really think about it.
Right.
But I would probably feel the same.
Really?
I would just be happy I got on the podium. Yeah. But
well, I'm sure they do, but still.
But there's still got to be something in your mind that's like, oh, I was so close.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
Yeah.
That's true. Wow.
But yeah, so bronze medalists.
Yeah, but silver. Yeah.
And silver medalists.
Wow. Okay, well, remember that next time.
Right?
If you don't make number one, let another guy go in front of you.
Yeah, and watch the reaction.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, I didn't really watch the Olympics, but I got some glimpses of it on TV, and it's amazing how fast they go, you know, whether it's the luge or the bobsled or the skiing and stuff. They go so friggin' fast, you know?
So fast.
Yeah.
It makes me cringe the half pipe, that there was skiing and snowboarding, and the falls, like, oh my gosh. And they'll fall from the air, and they'll land on the top of the half pipe, fall all the way down to the middle.
Wow.
And then they'll get back up and ski down.
Really?
And then they'll have a second run to do it again. And it's like, wait, are you not injured? Did that not hurt?
Right.
Is your head not hurt? Like, your back? Like, what? How are you going to do that again?
Yeah. And I'm sure they make the snow pretty hard, right? Or is it fluffy?
Yeah, well, because it was, the conditions weren't great because it was a lot warmer than they expected.
Right.
So the ice was, so the snow was harder, I think.
Right.
Because it had been melting and whatever. So, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like soft powder or anything.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And, ow.
Wow, that's
and
amazing.
When they figure skating, that freaks me out.
Yeah.
I'm constantly, the whole time, I'm like, ah, when are they going to fall?
Yeah, I know.
It's like, ah.
Did you see the, I saw this, I didn't know if it was a joke or something, but they show this woman figure skating, and then she jumped and she lands on the ground and the ice opens and there's water underneath. Have you heard of something like that?
No.
I mean, that's so bad. What would water do underneath? I mean, it's not like they freeze lakes or anything, right?
Yeah, it sounds like a lake.
Yeah, I know. That's what it sounds like.
No,
How could that happen?
I've always wanted to ice skate on a lake. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be funny if you fell through.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't think, I mean, this was the Olympics. I don't think this was on a frozen lake. You know? Yeah.
This was at the Olympics?
This was the Olympics. I saw like a video that, I don't know where I saw it. Maybe,
I feel like it was definitely Photoshopped.
Maybe, yeah, or something like that. Or it was a joke, you know. But, yeah, maybe someone staged it or something.
Maybe.
You know? But, yeah, I thought, God, I mean, but there's so many things today that you can't believe that look so real. You don't realize it's a commercial or something,
yeah.
You know, or a joke. I posted on Facebook yesterday. I saw this video that I just had to post, and it looks very real. I mean, they put, like, crawls and lower thirds on the bottom of the screen to look like news, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're showing you an airliner landing on a runway, and they're saying, you know, there's a problem with the landing gear or something. So as he's landing under the wings, his front wheel is still up in the air. This pickup truck speeds up, gets right underneath the plane, and lets the plane, as it's slowing down on the runway, land its front wheel on the top of the truck so the truck can slow it down and stop it. Can you picture this?
Oh, wow.
The plane is going like this.
Yeah.
Right? And before the front wheel touches down, it touches on the truck, and then the truck kind of just slows it down and stuff like that. I mean, it looks so real.
But it wasn't. It was a fake article.
Yeah, it was a video, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a commercial. It was a commercial. Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
You don't know if it's real or not, but it sure looks real, let me tell you. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
You should go on my Facebook and check it out,
do,
you know, on
sure.
my page. It's amazing, you know, and people rush to tell me, oh, it's not real. Well, you know what? It looks pretty real to me, and I like it, you know. Did you ever see the one with Claude Van Damme and Chuck Norris where they do like a split, Claude Van Damme, it's like they're showing a close-up of him, and then the camera pulls back more and more and more, and they realize he's doing a split across two trucks, to these, you know, like big trucks.
No, I haven't seen that.
You got to see that. It's amazing. And you don't know how they did that, you know, but they did.
Right.
And the trucks stay at the perfect distance next to each other so he doesn't, like, fall.
Wow. Yeah, I'll Google that one.
So
for
people,
sure.
Yeah. So people do a lot of amazing things, and I don't care if it's fake or not. If it looks real, I like it,
yeah.
You know? And people do amazing things, you know? I mean, they just do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's hard to imagine that commercial being rehearsed so many times with the airplane.
Right? How do you rehearse that?
Yeah. So maybe the airplane wasn't real. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it was editing.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it was all computer generated. I don't know.
Still pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Yeah. So let's see. There's a lot going on and stuff. I found this to be interesting. I guess this bus driver in Ohio, his bus stalled by the side of the road. So he stopped, got out. Three teens shot him point blank. Right? I don't know why. They're not saying that they don't really understand why, but I guess maybe they stopped and shot him point blank, right? What? In the heart. The man had a New Testament book, a Bible, in his pocket, which stopped the bullets. Two bullets. And he survived, you know?
What?
Yeah, they're saying if there's no Bible in his pocket, he would have died.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it stopped the bullets, right? So there's a reason for people not to start believing, oh, yeah, there's
That's
a miracle.
Crazy.
You know? Isn't it crazy? But, I mean, look, the police sergeant is telling, there was obviously some kind of intervention involved in this incident.
Is this a true story?
No, that's a true story. That's on CNN, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Why did the kids even shoot him?
I don't know. They're looking for it. I guess they didn't know. How would they know if they haven't...
They're they haven't found them?
Yeah. Wait a minute. He says he believes the assault was part of a gang initiation. Okay. Wow.
Oh, so it's just like random yeah. and they chose.
It is random. He said the suspect, the bus driver said that he heard one suspect tell the other that they needed to kill the polar bear in order to be all the way in the club. So, yeah,
gosh.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they had to kill somebody.
That's insane.
In order to do that, yeah.
Absolutely insane. Gangs are scary.
Yeah, I know. Then there's also something here that... And when I go on CNN.com, I get irritated when they have it in video and not an article because then I can't cover it here.
Yeah.
You know? And because it's video, you know, you're not going to play it on the radio. But... But I like to see the article, but they put no article next to the video. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go based on the headline that says Duke University student by day, porn star by night. And I wanted to bring this up because a lot of people don't realize how many college students are actually in porn, you know, trying to get through college and stuff. I think there's a lot of ad going on. I think there's a lot of hooking going on, you know, in college. I think maybe there's sugar daddies and things like that, you know. And it's weird because you never know who it is. You know, you talk to them, they're normal people mm-hmm. and everything. And then at night, yeah, they become this totally different person and go in front of the camera, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm guessing he's making a lot of money, or she.
It's because, a she, yeah.
She's paying, got to pay for school and stuff.
Right. But so do a lot of people. Then they don't go into porn, you know.
Very true.
Yeah. But for some people, it's not a big deal, you know. And because, you know, someone posed a question to me and they said, you know, because like, you know, would you let your daughter be in porn or something? Or how would you be about it? And or even what your opinion is of porn stars and stuff, you know. And sometimes people have negative opinions about it. And so I was asked, well, do you watch porn? Yes. So why wouldn't you, you know, not let somebody else enjoy it as well, you know. But it's, you know, I don't know. It's not the same. I don't think it's the same when you watch it. And, you know, you don't have to appreciate the actors or anything to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, you just kind of watch it, you know. But... I don't know. Some people really don't give a damn, and they do this, you know. And I mean, I don't judge people, you know. I just question their judgment when their images, you know, totally raw are in the internet forever.
And the thing is, these days, when you type in your name,
uh-huh.
like
all
everything
this stuff comes up. Yeah, but they have poor names, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
So people.
But
if
an employee really wanted to find it, they could. You know,
that's true. Yeah,
I mean, there's so many
someone who knows they're in college or something,
like on Facebook, for companies, and I think you can buy it. Where even if you have everything on private, if uh-huh. this person has the certain Facebook, I don't remember what it's called, this Facebook thing, uh-huh. they can see everything.
Really?
Absolutely everything. My friend's mom had uh-huh. it through her company, and I was mortified.
Really?
That it was photos from like 2006 when I was in England. Like, I don't even know how old I was. like 15.
Okay.
So 15-year-old girls' photos, like, and these photos, I don't even know what I was doing, but I was like, I don't want people seeing these photos.
Yeah.
So I deleted everything, because even everything that was on private, you can still see if you have.
Really?
Yeah. So watch out, people.
So that's like a program you can get for Facebook?
Yeah.
And you don't think they're onto it, Facebook? I mean, how?
No, Facebook has let them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Facebook has let them do that, yeah. So even if things are on private, you can still, and you don't have to be friends with them. So
I can't imagine.
It's
all
potential employees.
Really? You saw that? You saw this happen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Everything that was on private.
And they let potential employees see this too?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
potential employers.
Companies, yeah, it's companies that buy it, so that they can see who they're hiring.
Right. Wow, that's so wrong, man.
Mortifying.
Yeah.
After that, I deleted everything. And I don't even have anything bad on my Facebook. But
right.
Just photos from when I was 15, I don't want
right.
people seeing.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I was this little fat kid.
Yeah. What are they doing on your Facebook anyway, those pictures? How did they get on Facebook?
I uploaded them when I was younger.
I see,
when I
okay.
first joined Facebook.
When you had, like, Throwback Thursday
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so now everything is deleted off my Facebook.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing, man, is once it's out there, man, you can't put the genie back
in the bottle. Once it's on, once you've uploaded it onto Facebook, they always have.
Right.
They always have it.
And they own it. Yeah. They own your images.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, great.
I know. It's like a whole great new world that we don't know how to navigate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have absolutely no idea how things are going to turn out, how we're going to lose our privacy. But
mm-hmm.
we are more and more, you know.
Definitely.
And it worries me that it's going to be like those science fiction movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know? I totally think it will. Have you heard of the... Oh, I can never remember the name. It's not a droid. It's like a robot
right.
kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Pretty small.
Drone?
And yes, that's
okay.
it. And it will, and if you order something on Amazon,
right, it'll
like
deliver it to your house.
20 minutes later, it'll be at your house. It's like,
I mean, can
what?
You believe the sky being full of drones
right?
delivering packages?
Like, that's so insane.
It really is, you know.
And I don't...
Yeah.
It's going to be like a robotic... We'll live in a robotic world if that
Probably.
Starts happening.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, people order things off Amazon and on the internet by the second.
Right.
So what, are there going to be thousands of them in the sky
right.
delivering things? I don't know. And, and how do they know who to deliver it? There's so many questions with that.
Yeah.
But I also heard that they're really good for filming if you're filming a scene of like a TV show because... Mm-hmm. It can be in the middle of the two people filming the scene. So instead of having to do like three or four takes to get all the camera angles,
right.
it gets every single angle
right.
in one take.
Okay, cool.
So it has a lot of different functions.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't know. The flying, the mail thing.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, look, there's face recognition everywhere, you know, so mm-hmm. people can figure out who you are. Yeah, I mean, there's no privacy. If you noticed, everywhere you go, there's cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's indoors, outdoors, anywhere. There's cameras everywhere. We have no privacy whatsoever. And, yeah, so at least we have our home, you know. That's why
yeah.
I like to...
It's true. When I was in Vegas for CES, it's the technology convention, some of the things that are coming out are just absolutely insane. The cameras, I mean, one guy was carrying around, it looked to be a cocky. That's
uh-huh.
what you would think. It's a camera.
Really?
Picking up, and it was such a good view. It
right.
wasn't just a narrow perspective.
Wow.
Like, it was a really great view. But you could get, I mean, people aren't even going to know you're filming anything.
Right.
It's
yeah.
scary to know, I mean, how the world's going to be in 40, 50 years.
Ah, yeah, that's why people are scared of this Google Glass, you know. Have you seen that?
I find that cool.
It is cool, but what if I had it and I was filming you, videotaping you as I'm talking to you, you know?
Yeah,
it's true.
And it is a little, yeah, that is true.
You
yeah.
know, they can do a lot of things
yeah.
with it. He can look you up online as
mm-hmm.
he's talking to you.
Well, yeah, and you can say, it's like Google picture, and
right.
it just like does it. Like, yeah. One word. Like, people won't even know that they're doing it.
Exactly.
And so we can be taking a photo of you. Like, oh, my gosh. And then that's saved. It's stored, you know?
I know. But it's true. You know, have you ever seen the Tom Cruise movie Minority Report by any chance? It was some time ago. But it's a science fiction one. And it was showing how even stores, you'd walk in the mall, and based on your retina, they would project commercials that are relevant to you, and and messages that are relevant to you to bring you into the store and stuff, and so you can imagine that all these things are happening, mm-hmm. or will happen. I mean, it's just a question of time,
of
you know.
When
maybe not in our lifetime, but maybe, but it'll happen, man, and that's scary.
It is scary.
Bring kids into the world, you know, what kind of world they're going to live in?
Mm-hmm. Completely.
You know? So. But I don't know, because I think people have always been scared of the future. You know, there's uncertainty and everything. And
I think just with the way technology is going, I think that's making it so much more scary.
Right, because it's moving very fast.
Very fast.
Right, and I don't think we're accustomed to that. You know, it just doesn't work, man. So, yeah, I don't know how we got on that from the man that's the New Testament that stopped bullets. But that was a great story, man. That was a great story. Wow. Divine intervention. Yeah. I wonder if he had a different book, if it would have stopped it. But who keeps a book in their pocket, you know?
It must have been kind of a small one. If it.
Yeah. But it's probably like maybe he was wearing a coat or a jacket, because it's Ohio.
True.
It's probably cold. And just probably, you know, a God-fearing man had his Bible in the inside pocket or something.
Yeah.
And was saved. Wow.
He's lucky.
I can't believe that.
Really lucky.
Yeah. Have you heard of Bitcoin?
No.
You haven't heard of Bitcoin yet? Because it's like the hottest thing they're talking about right now. This is like what they call virtual money. It's not made by any country. It's like to be used online, like currency to be used online. So it's starting to take on. I mean, people are using it to exchange products and things like that, you know, like to buy and sell and that.
Is it kind of like a PayPal? Like you put money in and it turns into
No, but
online.
PayPal still uses real money,
yeah.
You know. This is not real money. This is almost like having like paying with gold or something and having to buy it, you know. So, I mean, it has like value, and the value fluctuates so much that one day it's worth $1,000, the next day it's worth $300 or something.
Oh, wow.
You know? Yeah.
So it's kind of like stocks, and you can buy
it. Almost like stocks, you know. So it's very interesting, but people buy this mainly to invest in it. So the news is that I guess the world's largest trading platform for Bitcoins is now Blank Page. In other words, a website called Mt. Gox, I guess, was like facilitating the trade and stuff, you know, between people and all that. So I guess they're gone. They're gone now. So people that have invested like thousands and thousands of dollars now are probably going to be left-hand holding.
Boy.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what's going to happen from this, but it does say that it's probably going to cause like a big crisis in this. And they're saying that there's about 744,000... I'm sorry. $367 million worth. Wow.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I know. I know, man. Wow. But people, you know, I mean, to make money, this greed sometimes makes people do crazy things, you know.
Definitely.
And especially when it's too good to be true. But everybody wants to feel like they're the discoverers of gold, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you know, we found gold first. We got to make a killing on this before everybody else figures it out.
Yeah.
You know.
Definitely.
Yeah. So so much for Bitcoin. You'll probably still hear about it, but maybe not for long. I don't know. A couple of other things. I guess Alec Baldwin announced he's leaving public life. Have you heard of that? He wants to move out of New York because he's tired of the paparazzi and stuff. So,
but I did see something. I saw like, what are they, memes? I don't. Do you know those photos that like make fun of like in a cartoon kind of character?
Right.
It's like oh, you're moving out of New York and you're moving to get rid of paparazzi and you're moving to LA.
Those memes they have on Facebook, is that what you mean? Okay. Okay.
But is he moving to LA?
I don't know. Probably to LA. I don't know where because, or unless he doesn't want to deal with paparazzi.
Yeah, like
probably
if you're leaving for paparazzi.
Yeah, exactly.
LA is probably not the best place to come.
I know. But I don't know what his story is. I guess he just wants to leave, not be in the public eye and stuff, you know. And here he says everybody has a camera in their pocket, you know. So that's what we were just talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
The key camera. They'll be getting him. he doesn't even know they're around. That's a good thing for paparazzi, though. Like, all these new inventions, like, they don't need to be as, like, intense and follow them around as much because they can do it very inconspicuously and get good shots.
That's true, yeah. But still, I think... Yeah, I think the bottom. Yeah, the problem is people want to see those pictures.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why they do them.
Yeah,
and they need. They can't do it with small cameras because you need like very powerful lenses.
Yeah,
because they always stand kind of far from them. You know, but I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm thinking if you know, obviously, when you're famous, it's a good feeling. You know, and you probably feel good to have all this attention and stuff. But I guess when you become big to the point where it becomes a nuisance, then. It irritates you, you know.
Right,
then
like
you don't want it anymore.
Yeah, like you can't even go to the grocery store. In
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, but you know, I mean, that's life. What the hell, you know? They chose to be famous, so don't complain. You know, I don't. I don't like when they complain about these things. like leaving public life. I mean, public life is what made you famous and rich. You know. Yeah. Then there's a story, always those controversial stories about breastfeeding in public and stuff. I guess this woman, before she took a flight, she tweeted to Delta Airlines and she asked them, you know, let me find this. I'll tell you exactly what the tweet said. It says, "What's your breastfeeding policy? I'll be flying with my 10-week-old son and he won't nurse with a cover or take a bottle." Right? So a legitimate question and stuff, and she asked in advance. They're saying, you're not able to breastfeed if you don't have a cover-up. I'm sorry. That's what they wrote to her. So she wrote back, "My flight is 6 hours, and he needs to eat every 2 hours. What do you suggest?" They tell her, "I would suggest pumping if you can and bringing it on board with you. You're allowed to bring breast milk on board." So she tweets back, she says, "I've tried since he was born to get him to eat from a bottle, but he absolutely won't. So that's not an option. So even though I'm legally allowed to breastfeed without a cover, you're saying I can't? Is there a Delta written policy?" Okay, so I guess this created like a controversy on Twitter now.
Twitter wars, that's
yeah.
A new way of communicating.
Right. But so then... I guess Delta came back and apologized and said that they welcome breastfeeding mothers and their babies on our flights.
Why can't you go in the bathroom?
Yeah. Well, let's say you don't want to feed in the bathroom, you know,
well,
maybe
true.
It's full of germs and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah but, you know, I mean, the covering up thing, I don't buy that. What do you mean the baby doesn't like covering up? You can cover it so all you can see is the baby. You don't even have to cover his face.
Yeah.
You know, you can cover up. Besides, I don't mind it. I wouldn't mind looking at a boob or something while I'm flying. You know? But so I don't know why people get offended by this. What's so offensive about a breastfeeding baby? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's so
I've
natural.
Never really thought about it. I guess if the baby needs to eat, the baby has to eat.
Yeah, and you know, so I mean, if you don't do it like openly to. You know, to provoke people, then there's nothing wrong with it. You know, I mean, it's like, it's the most natural thing, you know. But we're so uptight about breasts in this country. I don't get it. I mean, in Europe, they're like topless on TV, you know, and it's not a big deal. But we're so uptight, you know, and that's why I say we're a very religious country, you know. I mean, in case people haven't realized, you know, we criticize some very religious countries, but we are too. You know, I mean, we have some rules that are totally like backwards and make no sense at all. And, but, you know, I mean, we have on our money, we have in God we trust, you know, and all these things, you know, so it's
true. I'd never really thought about that either.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll give you a lot of things to think about in this show. God knows I've lived long enough to figure it all out. Yeah. So, yeah, you know. Anyway, so that's with the breastfeeding and stuff. And like I said, I don't mind it. I don't know why anybody's offended by this. And it's ridiculous. And sure enough, so I think Delta did the right thing.
Yeah, definitely. You know?
But finally, I mean, you want to talk about controversy. You have the lawmakers in Arizona passed the anti-gay bill. And what this means is it gives businesses the freedom that if being gay is against their religion, to not hire that person.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of the... Like,
I mean,
oh
is this
gosh.
Like going backwards or what?
Completely.
You know?
Completely.
Yeah. And people are saying, obviously, this is sanctions discrimination, you know, because, I mean, if you give someone a foundation to deny someone, they're going to do that.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that's a step backwards after the states that allow gay marriage and stuff, you know. So, I mean, that's a slap in the face to a lot of people. And,
I just find it so sad.
It really is, you know.
Sad.
I mean, because you know what I say. I say, who would choose to live as a gay person in this society? You know, it's hard. So why would people choose to be? You know, when people say, "Oh, you have a choice," you know, you make that choice. You know what?
No, they just want to be happy.
Yeah, I mean, why would I want to make a decision that would make my life so difficult? So obviously it's something that you're born with, you grow up with, whatever. So how can you possibly discriminate against someone that's their nature? That's how they came into this world.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, I mean, I think it's a terrible thing. And you know, I mean, I don't sit there and advocate for people. I have my own things to worry about, but... At the same time, this is ridiculous. I mean, to legislate something like this is unbelievable.
It's just a step back.
It really is, you know. And it's stripping people away of their humanity, you know, I think, when you do things like this, you know. I mean, when the state condones discrimination, that's terrible.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, so much for our guest today. Good thing we had plenty to talk about. And... Yeah, and hopefully we'll have him come in another day and so forth. I'm trying to get someone for... do you know what the Kabbalah is?
No.
Like the Jewish mysticism and stuff. It's like... it's pretty interesting and stuff. So it became popular by Madonna and Roseanne, you know, by going there and studying this and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's become like a trendy thing. But anyway, it's very ancient wisdom. And it's very interesting stuff. So this woman contacted me, and she wants to be on the show. So we're going to have that. And I actually studied this in Israel for a year, you know. And it's really cool. I mean, it sort of like interprets the Bible, but today they teach it more like from a scientific, logical point of view, you know. So it's pretty cool. So we'll have her on in a few days. And that's it. So a lot more great shows coming up for you guys. And that's it, Charlotte. So another day, another dollar.
Thank you.
Or another pound in your case.
Yeah.
I can't believe England did not subscribe to the euro, you know. But maybe they knew something that we didn't, you know. It was a good thing. I think
it was a good thing.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Right here on LA Talk Radio.